Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips, and of course you probably still have that image in your mind of me with my tongue stuck on the flagpole at recess in the fifth grade, and the aftermath of that is, you know, I didn't want to be late for class, so you ever try to warm up a flagpole in the winter by blowing on it? It doesn't work. Couldn't warm it up. You know, if you had something like that happen, what you really need is somebody there with a glass of nice warm water to pour down on the flagpole, your tongue, warm it up, get yourself to release. I was in a hurry to get out of there. That's why I finally just gave up and ripped the end of my tongue off to get back into the classroom, and it certainly does hurt when you do that, and you bleed a lot also, a lot of blood supply in your mouth, into your tongue. Well, here's one I never did do, and maybe if you'll remember the flagpole that doesn't move, it would be a good idea to not lick snow off of like a metal car bumper or a fender. Didn't do that one. Or off of a gate that might move or anything like that. So but the thing I'm telling you about is what we can have happen in the cold that can cause a very superficial and a very quick frostbite to an extremity or to a part of your body. If you take flesh that's warm and you touch something that's very cold, in particular if it's metal. Now, it doesn't have to be metal. Maybe you've experienced the situation. You have the ice tray in the refrigerator that makes, you know, half-moon-shaped pieces of ice that's in there, and you have kind of a damp hand, and you reach inside there. Most refrigerators are running about zero, maybe 10 below, and you grab a hold of that ice. What does it do? It sticks to you. You can get a flash freeze if it gets to be too cold for too long. Here's the real problem you have. This happens with people that are out camping, mountain climbing. They have metal things around. One of the things we used to have years ago, so many of them, were metal fuel bottles. They're aluminum. Aluminum transfers heat very quickly. And you have a fuel bottle, and it's sitting there. They're usually red in color, so you don't think cold. You just think, you know, fuel. You pick it up, and you have a bare hand. You reach around that aluminum bottle, squeeze it to pick it up, and then you notice the pain that starts very quickly. In fact, what it feels like is exactly like that thing was red hot and it scalded you or it burned you. And the real hazard is if you try to drop it because of the pain, but now you had a little moisture on your hand, you literally stuck to it. It hangs on you and you have to pull it off. What will occur is that you're likely to have blisters that will form right after that because you just instantly flash froze the first couple of layers of skin with a quick frostbite right there in that area, and now you have to deal with those things. So be careful when the temperatures get below 10 degrees, but especially below zero, anything that may in fact be metal that you would touch. Here's what you do. You wear what we call an anti-contact glove. The best anti-contact gloves are going to be made out of a synthetic material, polyester, nylon, polypropylene, something like that would be the best thing to use because they don't absorb moisture into the fiber. I'll wear inside of my mittens, my Arctic mittens, when I'm out there, I'll have a little thin nylon. You can get them from the Army surplus stores. They're kind of a brown. They may be OD in color, they may be brown, or they may be black. You get these thin little nylon ones that are sewn up. You slip that on. It doesn't have any insulation to speak of. It's totally there to keep you from putting a warm, moist hand on something that's cold. Now, the metal thing, it may in fact stick to the glove, but it doesn't stick to your flesh. It doesn't freeze your hand. You can get it off of there. You could use wool, would be acceptable to use, but wool will have a tendency to get wet, so it won't work as well over a period of time. But wool works fine. Avoid cotton because it becomes such a mushy mess very quickly, absorbs and holds the moisture. You just don't want to be using any kind of cotton for an anti-contact glove. So nylons, any of the synthetics, or wool would be fine. Now, the time you don't want to use the synthetics is if you might be around heat, touching something be hot, and that's when you'd really want to be using the wool. You start to see how all this stuff kind of ties together and works together. Understand how things work. Keep yourself safe right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Jim Phillips with you this afternoon, talking about winter injury avoidance as a part of our program to face the future and not be afraid of things that may come if you're properly prepared for them. That's why we call this preparedness. Prepare without fear is what the program is all about. Let me give you a couple of other dangers here to be aware of, things that if you haven't experienced them or seen them, you may not think about them. You could find yourself in trouble because of them. There's a serious danger from fluids that don't freeze like water does. See, water becomes quite safe as it gets colder and colder and colder because it turns into ice, it turns into this solid thing. It's one of the great blessings of our environment is how water freezes, because then it becomes dry. Wet water, if water was 20 below zero and it was still a liquid wet phase, it would be extremely hazardous to us because of how quickly it'd pull the heat away from you. Well, what kind of fluids, liquids, can you have that will not freeze at cold temperatures? In fact, they could be down 10, 20, 30, 40 below zero, and they're still liquid. And if you have a liquid, because of its ability to suck heat out of the body, out of an extremity, out of a finger, a toe, a hand, an arm, a leg, immersion in extremely cold fluids causes instant flash freezing of that extremity. So what are the two that are commonly around this that become very hazardous in the cold? They are antifreeze and they are alcohol products. Those, and you know, beer will freeze, you know, it has so much water in it, but let's think about a distilled alcohol product. That will not freeze. It can be 40 below zero, and if that thing is outside the tent out there, this has happened to some folks. It took them for a while to figure out what had occurred, and I'll tell you the stories about them. But the first one is about antifreeze. Antifreeze, since it doesn't freeze, can be very hazardous. If you have an incident or a situation where you have an open head drum of an antifreeze solution and a worker accidentally drops a wrench in that liquid, and here it is in a shed or an outbuilding where the temperature is running 20, 30 below zero, and here's this fluid, it's not hot, we understand the hot, but here it is, it's cold, and you don't understand the cold, so this guy rolls up his sleeve, reaches down in there so he can grab that wrench that was dropped into it, that tool, grasps a hold of the thing, and by the time you come back out of the water, you have frozen the fingers in a clutch around that wrench, and you have deep frostbite. It occurs just within seconds. Non-freezing fluids are extremely hazardous to get on you, spill on you, dump on your clothing. Now, what's another one that can get you in trouble? A non-freezing fluid is one that'll hurt you, and that is gasoline. White gas or unleaded gasoline that may be in a gas can that's sitting outside at 10, 20, 30 below zero, you splash that stuff on you. You don't have a fire hazard to start with. You have a flash freeze hazard. How quickly it will suck the heat out of an area. Now, here's the thing about something like gasoline. As it warms up, it'll evaporate, and the evaporation process carries away. It's called latent heat, and it pulls the heat away at the same time, so it freezes even faster. It's even worse because of its ability to evaporate or boil once it gets warmed up. Gasoline has a very low vapor pressure when it's, you know, 30 below zero, but when you get it on a 90-degree skin, it immediately wants to flash, and it pulls more heat away. So extremely hazardous. You have to watch out for that. And backpackers, campers, mountain climbers are really susceptible to that because they may carry white gas with them, a naphtha with them, or a kerosene. And you spill it on you, you can hurt you. Here's the one about alcohol you have to watch out for. Certainly rubbing alcohol or something like that you could get on you. But you have a guy who is out in the cold. He likes the what seems to be the warming effects of having alcohol rather than leaving it inside the tent or taking it inside. He just lets it sit outside on the table, the stump, and the snow, or those kinds of things. The nighttime temperature is way below zero. You know, it's 20, 30, 40 below zero. In the morning, this individual is getting up and going like, oh, getting ready to start the day. Gee, I'm a little bit cold or a little bit chilled, and misunderstands the process whereby drinking alcohol makes you feel warm. It's that vasorelaxing that goes on as the alcohol circulates through the system and causes the cooler surface of the skin to be flushed, if you will, and allows warm blood from inside to flow to the outside and the cold blood to come inside. So it makes you feel warm on the surface, but you're chilling the inside. He doesn't understand that hazard. And there's his favorite beverage out there in the cold, and decides that what I'm going to do to warm up this morning, I'm going to take me a big swig out of that bottle so I'll feel those warming effects. Tilts his head back and takes a slug of that 30 or 40 below zero fluid. Remember the flagpole? And here's what happens. You freeze the throat instantly into the drink position, which is not the breathe position of how the pipes line up. And so you've taken the little flaps that close up in there, put them into the swallow position, and you swallow away, but you do not breathe. Most people do not know how to breathe and drink at the same time. That flesh has been instantly frozen into that position, and the individual passes out in the snow, goes into hypothermia, well, he suffocates, and goes into hypothermia at the same time. A very hazardous thing to do. Do not get cold, non-freezing fluids on you or in you because they can get you into trouble instantly because of their ability to suck heat out of the body. All right, there's some cautions, there's some warnings, some things to think about, be careful about so that you don't injure yourself out in the cold. Here's another, it's kind of, we call it a cold weather injury. It fits in the area of winter and cold weather. It's not the cold directly that causes the problem, but yet it's one that many people have experienced at some level, and that is snow blindness. Now, snow blindness is one of those things people wonder, what does it really mean? I mean, do you really, really go blind? Well, sort of, temporarily, you can. Snow blindness, very simple, is this. It's when the eyeball itself literally becomes sunburned. Now, why winter? We think about gray skies and overcast and those kinds of things, and you don't have as much sun, and that's true. And that won't be as hazardous. It's more like later in the season and in the spring where you have snow and ice and you're out ice fishing or you're driving and you're having the sun reflect off the snow. So now you have the sun itself and you have a reflection off the snow. And mountain climbers are particularly susceptible to this because they're at higher altitude. And what it is that causes the sunburn, if you will, it's the ultraviolet. The same thing that, you know, burns your back and your arms and your forehead and your nose, it's the same thing. But when you get enough of that concentrated into the eyes, the ultraviolet will, in fact, sunburn the eye. The surface of the eye becomes inflamed, as well as the cornea and even inside of the eye. You're going around squinting in that bright, glistening sun and snow and those types of things. Here's the symptoms. There's really two levels of snow blindness. The first one is just very mild, and is it onsets. It's kind of like, you know, the lowest level of the sunburn on your skin. You get a little bit pink, you know, and it kind of burns a little bit, but you don't blister or anything like that. That's kind of like the mildest of the snow blindness. It feels like this. It feels like your eyes are being strained. They feel like they're under great stress. But what you'll feel like is you have little grains of sand, a little bit of grit in your eyes. Now, guys who have been welders can have exactly the same thing happen to them. It's a flash burn, we call it, from the welding process where the ultraviolet, often electric arc, will in fact flash the eyes and make them feel like they have grit or sand in them. It's exactly the same thing. It's ultraviolet, whether it's from an electric welding arc or from the sun, it makes no difference. It does that ultraviolet damage to the eyes. They feel gritty, they feel strained, they hurt. Now, the mildest levels of snow blindness, what you do is simply stop the input of the ultraviolet. You reduce it. If you have good sunglasses that are UV rated, wear them. Be sure you have ones that are dark enough to take care of it. Of course, that'll prevent it to begin with. But suppose you are separated from them, get them on immediately. If they do not have side shields, here's the thing about snow blindness. It's the ultraviolet that's coming from all kinds of directions, not just directly from the sun, but it's reflecting off the snow on the side, and it's reflecting from down below. So you want sunglasses that literally kind of cup over the eyes. If you remember, like welding goggles, the little round ones you used to have, they just completely surround the eyes so that you cannot get the ultraviolet even coming in from the sides because that can still do damage. Suppose you have sunglasses that are dark enough, but they don't have side shields on them. Get some paper, aluminum foil, piece of cardboard, some cloth or something, stuff it in the sides, pull them up close to your eyes, put them down below so that you stop the input of the ultraviolet. If you'll do that early on, when you just have that little bit of grittiness in there, it'll keep it from progressing to the next level, which is severe snow blindness. Severe snow blindness is this. The eyes will literally swell shut, the eyelids, to protect the eyes. They will swell shut. The eyes will hurt like crazy, but they need to be in a dark place. Well, close your eyes. That's a dark place. And the treatment for severe snow blindness is simply to cover the eyes, get them completely dark, give them 2, 3, or 4 days. In the meantime, good nutrition. There's some other things that you may be able to do. Be careful about salves and stuff like that. There are things you can do naturally, herbally, that will help your body just generally heal. That will help you get over it. But you're going to be blind temporarily for 2, 3, 4 days while your eyes recover. That's why it's called snow blindness, because the eyelids swell shut and you cannot see. tell you a little bit more about snow blindness and some of the things that you want to avoid right after this break. Prepare without fear. Have a great day.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Idea of snow blindness prevention, because it's really about preventing it, using the sunglasses, goggles, or those kinds of things. Or let's say that for some reason you've just barely started into this grittiness, you feel it. Here's the caution you must understand. You've probably, everybody listening has had a sunburn at some time, you know, your shoulders, your arms, something like that. You went outside, you stayed longer than you thought you should, and it's like, ooh, it starts to sting and burn a little bit. You came right inside. You said, I got a sunburn. I don't want it to get worse. You come right inside right now. Is it over? Is it done? And I think you understand that no, it's not. As a matter of fact, the pain is still there, and it actually gets worse. Over the next hour, two, three, maybe four, the sunburn is going to finally reach its peak, as bad as it's going to get. The same thing is going on with your eyes. As soon as you say, oh, I feel the grit, the sand in my eyes, goodness, I need to stop, even if you close your eyes right then, tape them shut, and bandage them up, it's still going to get a little bit worse. So here's the real hazard. Let's say that you're driving. You're on a snowcat, snowmobile, or you're in the backwoods in your four-wheel drive or something like that, you've got the grittiness in your eyes, and you're going like, oh, it's just another hour and I'll be home, I'll be out, I'll be done, so I'm just going to tough it out. You squint your eyes a little bit more and you keep going. You may deepen that snow blindness to the point where you cannot keep your eyes open. They literally swell shut to protect the eyes from permanent damage. So it's extremely important that you stop the damaging process as soon as you notice it by getting the sunglasses on, getting the shields on. Now, what do you do if you don't have any? Suppose you lost them, they're broken, you don't have them, you've got the burning coming on, the grittiness coming on, you're going like, oh my goodness, it's going to be 2 or 3 hours before I'm out of here. You could just flat stop and not go anyplace, cover your eyes, wait until dark, wait till the next day, you'll probably be okay. That may be inconvenient, or there may be reasons to how you travel. What can you do makeshift? What can you make with things around you that will keep you from having that snow blindness get to the point where your eyes swell shut? Well, let's do it the Eskimo way. You may have seen some of these pictures of the Eskimo standing out on the ice. You see, they have a real problem out there in the spring when the sun is up for long periods of time. It's low on the horizon. You've got the sunlight directly, and then you've got it reflecting off the snow and the ice and all those things. Boy, that's a real snow blind situation if you've ever seen one. And you've seen the Eskimo with these, they kind of look like would be half of walnut shells over the eyes with a cord that ties around behind the head, and they have a little slit in them. This is a slit goggle, and a slit goggle will work wonderfully well. This is something you can make. Now, suppose you're wearing glasses. Well, then use your own glasses. If you have anything from aluminum foil that you could fold up and leave a little crack in there. Now, you want that crack to be not larger than a quarter inch. As a matter of fact, you like to have it about an eighth of an inch high, right around to the center of the eye in there so you can peer through it. You'll be amazed what you can see. You would think, I can't see anything. You can see perfectly well to drive or do anything you need to do. You lose your peripheral vision, but you can focus right where you need to go, and that will stop the input of the ultraviolet. You could use duct tape, masking tape, electrical tape over top of clear glasses. Or suppose you had some sunglasses that just weren't dark enough. You know, they were just a little bit darkened and you need something darker. Then use tape over top of them and cover them up that way. Suppose you didn't have any glasses. You don't have any tape. You could use a manila folder. You could use a piece of cardboard. You could use a piece of seat that you cut out of the car and you stretch it around. And just now, when you're going to put the slit in there, don't have it on your face and poke the knife in there to make the slit. You want to kind of feel around and mark things off and lay it down and cut the slit there before you put them on. And if you'll just trim it a little bit and get it lined up close to the eyes, right up. In fact, if you want to see how this works, take your fingers right now, just spread the fingers a little bit and put them right up close to the eyes, and you have a tiny little crack. You see how well you can see where you're focusing? And yet that will stop the input of the ultraviolet so that you will not continue to harm the eyes. You can keep traveling and keep moving. Do not think you can tough it out. I went through a tough it out experience one time when I drove my eye. I didn't understand that it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and it finally gets to the point where your eyelids swell shut and you just absolutely are blind. Now, fortunately, when I got to the point where I was blind, I was already back. I'd gone through my travel, got back, my eyes got worse and worse and worse through the night, and now it's like the next day, golly, I need to go to work, I got to do things, I can't lay around with my eyes closed, because it hurts like crazy, really, really painful. Your eyes are really sensitive to things like this. I thought, well, I can just keep going. I couldn't even get my eyelids to open. You know how you try to get them to open naturally, and they're all swollen shut, so I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take my fingers and I'll just open up my eyelid. Heh, you'll never do that again. It's like somebody jabs a stick in your eye with that light. And it wasn't even bright sunlight, just the light that went into the eyes. Absolutely excruciating pain. It's just like jabbing a stick in your eye. I'll tell you what, you're blind and you want to stay blind until this thing heals up, because the pain is severe. So avoid it. When you feel the first onset of the symptoms, take care of it by protecting the eyes. It won't get worse. Then you can keep traveling. It's really tough to travel on the roads or on the snowmobiles or any place else by Braille. So you need your eyes to get around. Protect them. They're wonderful things to have. A little bit more right after this break on Prepare Without Fear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then PowerMall Global is here for you. PowerMall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. PowerMall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Phillips this beautiful afternoon talking to you about preparing for future events that may occur, how they occur, may find yourself in no matter what. We want to be prepared so we do not fear things. How do you do that? Well, first off, it's to have your spiritual foundation in place. It's to have your attitude in the right place so that you're ready to deal with things. It's because you have the knowledge of how and why things work, so that you can have the right attitude and you can prepare yourself with the physical, material stuff, the things around you. And if you haven't been able to have everything with you when an emergency comes, it's because you understand how and why things work. So you can look around and say, what do I have that I can make and utilize? That's just what we were talking about when this snow blindness thing, making these little slit goggles out of cardboard, out of paper, out of aluminum foil, out of tape, or any number of things. The only thing you had was masking tape. Now, you may not like peeling it off your head, but it's better than the alternative, letting yourself go blind. You can take masking tape and just pull it across your face and tape it down and pull another strip in there where there's just a little slit you could peek out through. That'll work. There's all kinds of things you can do if you'll just learn to think outside the box. That's why you need to understand how and why things work so that you can take advantage of things that are around you. Okay. Here's another thing to consider. This is a cold weather kind of emergency. It was known after the First World War as trench foot because of soldiers standing in the trenches. It's become known as immersion foot, and it's about having your feet in basically staying wet and cold for extended periods of time, over several days in particular. And part of what happens is that the calluses and the thick skin that's on the feet that we walk on and protects them, it softens up and it sloughs off, leaving very tender skin underneath. So you have feet that really, really hurt. They're susceptible to cracking and splitting. And, of course, since it's in your boots and your socks, they're also susceptible to infection, which makes them a real problem, bacterial infection, or you can end up with other kinds of fungal things ultimately. And it's a very painful thing. The other thing that's happening is because you may, in fact, be suffering from some mild hypothermia. You have lessened circulation, so the feet are running colder. All of these things that go on, and you just end up with a lot of pain in your feet. Your feet are very important to you because it's how you walk. It's how you move. If your feet are swollen and cracked and bleeding and infected, you cannot take care of yourself very well. Now you have to become a litter case that somebody has to carry around. Prevention is easy. Prevention is simple, at least in concept, and that is keep the feet warm and dry. Of course, I know we all like that idea. What happens if you have conventional footwear, if you have waterproof footwear, which is the most common thing? You have these snow packs with the felt or synthetic liners in them, and they're rubber all around down there. And if you only have one pair of liner and that's all you're wearing day after day after day and you don't have a way to change and dry them, you're going to end up with immersion foot or trench foot. If you're using the military's what they call the vapor barrier boot, sometimes known as the Mickey Mouse boot because it's the big bulbous rubber foot, the doctrine is you must change your socks two or three times a day to keep your feet dry because of the perspiration, the moisture that wants to build up inside. As long as you keep the feet dry, even if they're cool or colder, you're not going to have this problem. It's when you have cool or cold feet and you have lots of water on them, whether it's water from the outside, from mud and slush and snow, or whether it is water from the inside, meaning your own perspiration, it makes no difference. Immersion foot is a problem. So keep your feet dry, preferably keep them warm at the same time. It's best if you can use footwear, like I taught you in the classes back around number 3, 4, how to make some footwear that will keep your feet dry in the extreme cold temperatures. Now, if it is slushy, mushy, that's when you need the overshoes, the galoshes, the waterproofing, but you must be changing liners and changing socks every day, preferably more than once, so things stay very, very dry, and you won't have any issue with that. If it's well below freezing, then you want to have footwear that's totally non-waterproof and it has materials that allow the moisture to escape right to the outside so things stay dry automatically. All right, a simple thing to prevent, at least in theory, if you'll prepare yourself properly. Here is a winter hazard that a lot of people, it's easy to overlook, but it's something that you must be very, very concerned about depending on where you live. If you live in terrains where there's hills and there's mountains, we have the thing that's the avalanche hazard. Avalanches are very serious, and they're very deadly. They do not have to be very large to kill. You can be along the side of a road where there's a little cut-in bank, and you have something that's 6 or 8 feet high, and if there's a little cornice that sloughs off, comes down on top of you, it can be enough to take you out. You can be in trouble. We think of the gigantic, avalanches, snow slides that come ripping down off of mountains and wipe out villages and things like that. Those are certainly hazardous. You may be in an area where you just don't think that can occur. Anything where the slope is steeper than 30 degrees can, in fact, slide. Now, typically, it may not turn into the big overwhelming avalanche that'll bury you. By the time you get up around 45 degrees, you can get it moving so fast it becomes a waterfall of tumbling. It's like a tidal wave that rolls over top of you and will do a lot of harm. Here's the thing about avalanches. Avalanches are very easily avoided but rarely survived. The stories of survival that we hear around avalanches cause people to think like, oh, well, you know, you get an avalanche and you'll survive and it'll be okay, or somebody will rescue you, because you hear the survival stories. The statistics are not in your favor. If you're caught in an avalanche, the statistics are against you. You're going to die. You die by three mechanisms, one or all three of them. First off, if it's a large avalanche that's fast moving, it's blunt trauma. When you run into trees and rocks or blocks of snow and things like that, it just pummels you. It breaks bones. It causes concussions. Just blunt trauma can kill you. Okay, suppose you've lived through the blunt trauma, didn't break any bones, didn't smash your head into a rock or a tree or anything like that. You're still alive. In most cases, people died because of suffocation. If you're underneath the snow, you're going to suffocate. But it's snow, it's light, it's fluffy, it's all those things. When that snow has been moving, even if it was very dry, powdery snow, as it moves, here's the thing about ice and ice crystals and snow. When water freezes, it expands. When you take ice and you compress it, put pressure on it, it actually melts slightly. So when you have these snow grains that are hitting together and mashing together, smashing together, they get a little bit of melt on them. There's maybe some friction and other things that's going on. When that snow slide stops and you're underneath, you can have your torso sticking out, and if your shoulders and head are buried down in there and you can't move your arms and nobody's there to dig you out, you're going to suffocate, because that stuff sets up like concrete. It's amazing how it will set up, and it sets up almost instantly. As soon as it stops moving, bang, it's all over. And if you're underneath the snow and you don't have to be very deep, there's a reasonable probability that you're going to suffocate because of lack of air. And you hear the stories about how you move your arms around, get them around your face, and make an air pocket and those kinds of things. Well, how long can you breathe in air pockets that's the size of a, you know, 1 gallon can? If you can't get your arms around your face, they've been pulled off to the side and your face is right there, you got snow packed in your nose, your mouth, and those things, not a pleasant way to go. You must avoid them. Now, suppose that you actually don't suffocate. Maybe your head is sticking out, you're buried up your chin, and you can still breathe. Now you end up freezing to death. Hypothermia sets in. You do not want to get caught in an avalanche. I avoid them in areas where there have been avalanches, look like where there are. You know, if you're going to go places, you're supposed to take the beacons and all those things. You have people standing by with the poles and what have you. Hey, that's kind of like, don't go over Niagara Falls. It's a dumb idea. Don't go places where Niagara Falls, if snow may come down on top of you. Avoid those things very carefully. If you don't live in the mountainous areas, maybe you're not familiar with that. In our area here, you have to be very cognizant of what's above you. If it has ever slid before, it'll avalanche again. Don't go there when there's snow there. And there's a book that's written on it to help you understand avalanche areas and stay out of them. I've gone through the avalanche protection courses. I've dug the snow pits, got out the magnifying glass, look at the grains, look at the layers. I used to be a National Ski Patrol, and so I understand how to, you know, kind of predict whether the hazard is getting high or not. If there's no reason to be there, don't go there. And it has to be a life and death reason why you're there, because you are gambling with your life. Don't go there. Just not too many days ago in our mountains here, three people lost their lives to an avalanche out there on snowmobiles, and they didn't make it. They will get you, so avoid them. All right. Here's the cold weather, winter injury types of things we've talked about, the hypothermia, the frostbite, the snow blindness, the immersion foot, avalanches. Those are all serious problems that have varying degrees of injury potential and the ability to hurt you and or take your life. especially hypothermia, if I go back to all of those, the most critical one to understand and to avoid and take care of is hypothermia. Listen to last week's program if you didn't hear it. Listen to it in the archives. I appreciate the RBN folks that they archive these things. I have a place to send people where they can get this information and help themselves stay away from these things, because the best course is to avoid the problem rather than how do we treat the problem. Well, in the future program, I'm going to keep on this cold weather topic right now and the emergency topic. Let me tell you some of the other things we'll be discussing. Nutrition and hydration, critically important. Boy, is that a big one. You must hear that. You must understand that, because dehydration is one of the primary triggers to hypothermia. If you want to prevent hypothermia, hydration is so important. I touched on that last week, but we'll go into it a little more in depth next week. Also about other parts of nutrition for cold weather safety and strength, keeping your furnace going, if you will. Also about sheltering. A little bit on that. It's going to be hard to teach you how to build an igloo on the radio, but we'll touch on some of the snow structures and other kinds of shelters, and then we'll move into heat and some of these things, the auxiliary heat, the emergency heat, other things that you need to understand, and safety surrounding these things. It's so critically important that you understand so that you do not get yourself in trouble. We have people every year in this country and other countries die from carbon monoxide poisoning. They die from CO2 suffocation. They set themselves on fire. They burn down their houses, all those things. All of those things are as a indirect result of cold weather when they were trying to do something that didn't work well. It's extremely important that you keep yourself safe, especially in an emergency. You've got enough problems going on. Let's don't add to it by burning your house down. Let's don't add to it by doing something that would be hazardous along the way. We'll be talking about those things in the next week. Well, just as we are getting close to the end right here, there are some of the review that I normally do for you that are joining, that are new with us. It's important that you understand why I teach what I teach and how the approach that I take. See, I make this statement all the time. If you do what I do, then you can do what I do. It sounds like double talk, but it's very, very simple. I want to share with you the things that I understand. And please understand, I don't have all the answers. I have the things that I understand that I know. And those are the things I want to share with people. You listen to other folks. There's other good, knowledgeable people out there that are teaching. And gain what you can from them. I do my best to do that. But the thing I want you to always do is, in particular, look for people that are explaining how and why things work. What's the fundamental underlying principles behind it? So that'll help you understand whether this is a true statement or whether this is a wives' tale. That's why I point some of these things out, like, you know, rub snow on frostbite. Boy, is that a wives' tale. That seems kind of silly. But yet there was an explanation as to why. But we've seen it passed around and repeated. And see it in movies, and I've even seen it in books and things like that. There's even statements like, here's a wives' tale, don't eat snow, it'll make you thirsty. We'll talk about that next week. Don't eat snow, it'll make you weak or make you sick. You know, that's a wives' tale, that's not true. Yet there's an underlying reason why there seems to be some reality to that. So listen to people, other folks, and find out why they're saying what they're doing and see if they can back it up to a principle. Also listen to people that have lived what they're teaching. So if you do what I do, you can do what I do. You can be safe. You can face the future. You don't have to have a concern and worry about what's happening. I think you also understand that when we're teaching and when you're sharing with other people, see, I want you to do these same things. I'm not going to talk to everybody. I'm not going to reach everybody. We can reach our friends and neighbors around us by spreading the word. Of course, bring them back to RBN. Bring them to this program. Bring them to the archives where they can learn these principles. But take them to other books and other training courses that are available. You see, I don't give you just a list of things to buy. I don't just tell you, go out and buy this, buy this, buy this. You'll need to have these in your supplies. Because, you see, if I just tell you what to buy, when things get really tough, you'll just give up and die. Because you've got to know why you have it, what it'll do, how and why it'll work, what its limits are, what it will or will not do. It's like when you go back to program, I don't know, 3 or 4, when we're talking about these reflective space blankets. Will they help? Yes. What are their limits? Extreme. They're very limited in terms of what they will do. And yet people buy them because they cost, you know, $4, $5, or $6. They put them in their emergency kit thinking like, hey, man, that's a lot cheaper than a $100 sleeping bag. I'll just buy one of those things. Boy, it doesn't even come close to doing what a sleeping bag will do for you. It will help, but it's very, very limited. So, again, understand what things will and will not do. That's why part of my message is to motivate you to go play with these things, practice with them, try them, experiment with them, have fun with them, play with preparedness. When we talk about cold weather and winter and your clothing in particular, the simple laws of physics, retain body heat, which is easy, release moisture, which most people really don't know how to do and do very well. That's a key component to being safe out in the winter, out in the cold. Remember the first law of survival. The first law of survival is luck, L-U-C-K. That's the first law of survival. But it stands for the acronym, which is laboring under correct knowledge. That is the first law of survival. If you're going to make it, you must be laboring under correct knowledge, or you're just a feather in the hurricane and will be blown away. Second law of survival, you must learn and practice CPR right now. You must learn that. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation from the Red Cross is vital, but you must, in addition, learn courage, patience, and resourcefulness if you're going to make it. That's the second law. We'll talk a little more about these things right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Phillips on this beautiful winter day. Prepare Without Fear is our general topic, and this in our series of classes as we wrap up today's program. The law of freedom. What's the definition of fear? It's ignorance. What's the description of freedom? It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. What's the higher source on this? And the truth shall make you free. The parachute principle. The parachute's going to save your life. You have to have it before you really need it. You have to have it on when you need it. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it. And it must be of life-saving quality. As it is with a parachute, so it is with your provisions that you're setting aside for the future. The law of provident living consists of four things that I've talked about several times. Top of the list is spiritual. Number two is attitude. That'll determine whether you live or die when it really gets tough. You lose your attitude, you lose your life. How do you build an attitude? It's with knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is information multiplied by experience. On this program, I cannot give you any knowledge. I share information. It's your job to play with it, work with it, experiment with things, do things so that you understand how and why these things work. Then it's knowledge. And then you get the material things, the stuff. The stuff, we can break it into two parts. In wilderness wisdom, I call it wilderness wisdom, to have the material things. It is the survival or preparedness parachutes, or it's the permanent long-term provisions. The preparedness parachutes are short-term, a few hours, a couple of days, maybe 2 weeks we're talking about here. It's clothing, water, sanitation, and special needs. Listen to previous programs. We go into them in depth. The long-term provisions, clothing, water, sanitation, nutrition, shelter, wellness, tools, and supplies. You can listen to previous programs there also. The law of provident living and these components that are in it are so critical to learn to live them so that you're not threatened, because the truth about life is this. What did I say at the beginning? There's no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen, but how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. Live your life in such a provident way by making provisions in all areas of your life that you can face the future without fear. That's what it's all about. I go out and I do lectures and presentations, and sometimes I hear people say, I don't even want to come hear you talk because you talk about this stuff and it scares me. Well, my response is I'd rather get scared right now when I can do something about it than be in a situation where I'm terrified and there's nothing I can do to fix it, change it, or mitigate the situations. That's why when you take your pilot training, you go through all kinds of things like emergency procedures. What are you going to do when things go badly? How are we going to take care of ourselves? That's why it's critical that you practice things beforehand. That's what we do now to prevent ourselves from being frightened in the future. I believe that it is our duty, our responsibility. As a matter of fact, if you want to be a patriotic American, I believe you must be prepared. I believe that you're not a patriotic American unless you have at least 1 year supply of food set aside. You're building self-reliance in your household and your family, and you're helping people around you become prepared. We're building self-reliant communities. That's what it's about, so that we can face the future as a team, as a community, as families, as groups, as we share our resources, our knowledge, our skills, so that we can, in fact, make it through difficulties without fear. And that doesn't mean it'll be easy, and that doesn't mean there won't be times when things are disturbing. It'll simply mean that we have the ability to help others, help ourselves, finish our job in this life. This is Jim Phillips wishing you the best for a new year, and prepare without fear. See you next week.